WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. When Bruce Springsteen gave the keynote speech at the South by Southwest Music Festival 2 years ago, he surprised a lot of his listeners by declaring that, although he grew up admiring the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, the group that really made him want to form a band was the Animals, a rough-and-tumble quintet from Newcastle-upon-Tyne that caught on in the U.S. during the British invasion. A box set of four of their classic albums has been released. Rock historian Ed Ward tells us their story.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down. Get you in my house. Make love to you. Love that is true. Boom, 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 boom.
Animals came into being when Eric Burdon, born during an air raid in 1941, joined the Alan Price Combo, a group which, like so many others in Britain in 1962, was playing American rock and roll and blues. The band quickly got a regular slot at the Downbeat Club in Newcastle, where the local teenagers loved their wild stage show and began calling them the Animals. The name stuck, their reputation grew, and by May 1963, they were following in the Beatles' footsteps by playing the Star Club in Hamburg. By the end of the year, they recorded a four-song EP for their fans and pressed up 500 copies, a few of which found their way to London. By Christmas, the band had been invited to move there so record companies could bid for them. Mickey Most, a British singer who'd been a star in South Africa and had just moved back to Britain, had caught the band at a hometown show and, once they'd relocated, got them a record deal. Their first single almost made the British top 20.
Baby, can I take you home? Baby, let me take you home. I'll love you all my life. You can bet I'll teach you right if you just let me take you home.
The vocalist, Eric Burdon, had plenty of charisma, but it was their keyboard player, Alan Price, who was the musical center of the band, and he proved it with the next single, where he took a song everyone had heard a million times and changed it utterly.
Hilton Valentine created the guitar part, but Price got writer and arranger credit for the international smash hit record, which led to the Animals' first U.S. tour, starting in York, Pennsylvania, in September 1964. An album was rushed out, and they were signed to MGM Records in America. They continued to tour, and when they had a minute, to drop into a studio and lay down tracks for Mickey Most, who assembled another album from them, The Animals on Tour. It wasn't a live album, but the fans didn't care. Unlike a lot of the other British invasion groups, the Animals didn't write any of the material on their first couple of albums, and Mickey Most got some of the young brill-building songwriters to send them material. Their next hit was a cover of a song Nina Simone had recorded.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
"Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood" almost cracked the top 10 in the States and did better in Britain, and Burden started to write material with Price, but tensions were high. With an album almost completed, Price split to form his own band, the Alan Price Set. But much to Mickey Most's relief, the mail brought a demo the band could cut with their new keyboardist, Dave Robert. Although co-writer Cynthia Weil later said We Gotta Get Out of This Place was the worst version of one of her songs ever recorded, it's unlikely she refused to cash the checks it generated. It also became an anthem for American soldiers in Vietnam, and just maybe young Bruce Springsteen, who certainly echoed its theme in his own songs. Things were changing. Mickey Most had other production commitments, and MGM handed the Animals a new producer, the enigmatic Tom Wilson, who'd produced everyone from the Mothers of Invention to Bob Dylan to Cecil Taylor. The band had a new demo from New York, a Carole King, Jerry Goffin song.
When you complain and criticize, I feel I'm nothing in your eyes. It makes me feel like giving up. My best just ain't good enough. Girl, I want to provide for you and do all the things that you want me to. But oh, oh no, don't bring me down, I'm begging you, darling. Oh, oh no, don't bring me down.
But shortly after this came out, drummer John Steele announced he was worn out and left the band. Just as his replacement, Barry Jenkins, was settling in, the bassist, Chaz Chandler, was walking down McDougal Street in New York and heard some wild sounds coming out of a club, went in, and introduced himself to the man making them, Jimi Hendrix. He quit the Animals, took Hendrix back to England, and Hilton Valentine came up with the name The Jimi Hendrix Experience for the band Chandler put together around him. Then Valentine, too, quit the Animals. There was another single, the old blues tune C.C. Rider, and it did well, but the Animals at this point were basically Eric Burden. The next chapter in their story belongs to him.
All the music rock historian Ed Ward played is included on the new collection, The Animals, The Mickey Most Years and More.